Morning.
Morning there, te whanau. And Penny's bringing the message, as you heard this morning, and the readings are from the message. So, te panui kei tahi timuti, te rua o ngā upoko, ka timata tahi. A reading from 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. And Paul, of course, is instructing the young Timothy. Simple faith and plain truth. The first thing I want you to do is pray. Pray every way you know how, for everyone you know. Pray especially for rulers and their governments to rule well, so we can be quietly about our business of living simply in humble contemplation. This is the way our Saviour God wants us to live. He wants not only us, but everyone saved. You know, everyone to get to know the truth we've learned, that there's one God and only one, and one priest-mediator between God and us, Jesus, who offered himself in exchange for everyone held captive by sin to set them all free. Eventually, this news is going to get out. This and this only has been my appointed work, getting this news to those who have never heard of God and explaining how it works by simple faith and plain truth. Whakarongat ki te kupu a te wairua ki te hahi. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And te rongapai tāpu ki a Ritenga Luke, te tahi ma ono upoko ka timata tahi. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 16, beginning at the first verse. The story of the crooked manager. Jesus said to his disciples, "There was once a rich man who had a manager. He got reports that the manager had been taking advantage of his position by running up huge personal expenses. So he called him in and said, 'What's this I hear about you? You're fired, and I want a complete audit of your books.' The manager said to himself, 'What am I going to do? I've lost my job as manager. I'm not strong enough for a labouring job, and I'm too proud to beg. Ah, I've got a plan. Here's what I'll do. Then, when I'm turned out into the street, people will take me into their houses.' Then he went at it. One after another, he called in the people who were in debt to his master. He said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 jugs of olive oil. The manager said, 'Here, take your bill, sit down here, quick now, write 50. To the next he said, "And you, what do you owe?" He answered, 100 sacks of wheat. He said, "Take your bill, write in 80. Now, here's a surprise. The master praised the crooked manager. And why? Because he knew how to look after himself. Streetwise people are smarter in this regard than law-abiding citizens. They are on constant alert, looking for angles, surviving by their wits. I want you to be smart in the same way, but for what is right, using every adversity to stimulate you to create survival, to concentrate your attention on the bare essentials, so you'll live, really live, and not complacently just get by on good behaviour. Te rangapai tēnei a te karaiti. This is the gospel of Christ.
Ata marie, ko Penny Burton Bell aho. Good morning.
I'm Penny, and it's a great privilege to be here and to be sharing God's word with you today. I'd just like to welcome all the people that are watching online as well. As a way of opening, in recognition that we've got Te Wiki or Te Rea Māori, I'm going to begin with a Māori prayer, and it should be on screen, and the English translation is with it. So let us pray. He honore, he kororia ki te atua, he mangarongo ki te whenua, he whakaro pai ki ngā tangata katoa, hanga e te atua he nā kouhou, ki roto, ki tene, ki tena o mātou, whakatongia tō wairua tāpu, he āwhina, he tohu, mō tene rā, āke, 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 āmine. I'm speaking on our 1 Timothy passage this morning, and it focuses on praying, especially for our leaders. Here's a new one, just coming up. I'm sure we have much to learn. Praying for our leaders sounds good, right? Simple, easily done, yeah? Well, you know, maybe not so much. We probably all love the fact that we have it in our toolkit, you know, the gift of prayer. But how much time do we actually spend praying? And more specifically, how much time do we spend praying for our leaders? We think it's a good idea, but, you know, the getting around to it and knowing where or sometimes even how to start can be daunting, can't it? And the first thing I want to say is, yes, we do need to actively pray. Jesus told us to pray, and he gave us the model of the Lord's Prayer to use. And just briefly, in this model, Jesus began by directing his prayer to the one who's in charge, God, and acknowledging his kingdom and asking for God's reign over earth and over our present context. Next, he says we should bring our daily needs to God, and they can be personal or for the place in which we live or for our leaders or for our world. And Jesus reminds us that we need to also ask forgiveness because we're not perfect and we have wronged others too. His model emphasizes that prayer should be done in humility and sincerity, because we also need help to stay on the straight and narrow way. In the Lord's Prayer that we say together, we end by bringing our thoughts back to the one who is in control and has the power to achieve these outcomes. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Sometimes, even doing that seems too hard. But, you know, even a sigh or a groan will do. Romans 8:26 says, "We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express." And I find this an extremely useful form of prayer when I'm at the end of my tether. Particularly, even a sigh or a groan directed to God who is in charge with an intentional amen is a good start. Usually, though, we can do better than that. We can be more intentional. We can set time aside as we actively pray. And like everything, the more you practice, the better you get at doing it. And our perspective changes when we pray, when we practice praying. We can make opportunities to pray. For example, after we've heard or read the news, we can just pause and take a minute or two to pray. Or we can pray as part of our quiet times as we begin or as we reflect at the end of the day on the happenings that have taken place. I wanted to cover the model of prayer first, But the thing that really challenged me today in preparing for this was the call to pray for our leaders, whether we feel that they are taking the right approach or not. Quite often it's not. And I was reflecting on this with my hairdresser, great place to have good chats, the one day, and she was saying that every morning when she gets up, she sends light and love to every person on earth, including Donald Trump. Well, that sounds like prayer to me. And we all know what happens when we know the love of God and the light of the world, his son, don't we? So it's actually a very simple but targeted prayer, though personally I'd be more specific about who the source of light and love is. And I find it kind of challenging thinking of sending love and light to every person on earth, but then who am I to judge? So why does Paul say we should pray for our leaders? So that they can lead and rule well, and so that we can live quietly focused and holy and godly lives. Does that seem a bit self-centered to you? Well, perhaps it is. But when we have time to draw closer to God and to be holy, then as Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 2:15 and 16, through us, God brings the knowledge of Christ. Everywhere we go, people breathe in that exquisite fragrance. Because of Christ, we give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those who are on the path to salvation, an aroma redolent with life. But to those on the way to destruction, they treat us more like a stench of a rotten corpse. This is a terrific responsibility. You see, when we draw closer to God, we can draw others closer to God too. Our Timothy passage continues, God wants everyone to be saved, and they should be able to desire God and come to know God through us and through the saving grace of Jesus and of his Spirit who lives in us. I notice that many young people today don't follow traditional media or news bulletins. It's becoming more widespread. So what they hear about wars or activities around the world can be reasonably hit and miss. And honestly, I don't blame them for not wanting to know bad news. But if we're called to pray for our leaders, we need to know who they are and what they're up to. Now, if we look at the world today, names that currently loom large, at least for me, are Donald Trump, Xi Jinping, Putin, Netanyahu, Zelensky, Antonio Guterres, Mark Rutte, Ursula von der Leyen, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk. These are people that really shape our world. A lot of men in that list, isn't there? Some of them you may despise, but you should still pray for them, even if it's for enlightenment. Imagine if each of these people that I've just mentioned had a personal relationship with the living Lord, our Messiah, Jesus Christ. Would it change their perspective, do you think? Would it change what they do? Would we live better lives? Well, surely we should pray. In the book of Daniel, chapter 10, we read about how Daniel is bereft due to the vision he has just had of the destruction coming to Jerusalem. But an angel of the Lord came, you remember the story, after fighting opposing spiritual forces for 3 weeks before he got to Daniel. And on arrival, he said to him, "Relax, Daniel, don't be afraid, for From the moment you decided to humble yourself and receive understanding, your prayer was heard, and I set out to come to you. So we need to pray, and we need to keep praying. And our attitude should be one of humility, seeking understanding. And we must believe that God hears and remember that Jesus is Lord. Thinking closer to home, I recently heard a reporter on the news mention that Christopher Luxon was a Christian, but that he'd admitted that he hadn't been to church for some years. We need to pray about that. Similarly, I know that our local MP, Tim Costley, is a Christian, and we need to pray for his walk with God, as well as for his days in Parliament, and his role as a father and a husband. We should be praying for our young Maori queen, Nawai Hono Utepo, for our Governor General, for our Chief Justice, and they're all women, and for other high-ranking officials. And I think that our gospel passage from Luke 16 about the crooked manager is relevant here, you know, because decisions are not black and white often. They are nuanced, aren't they? And the shrewd can find an angle and use their wits to bring about change. Our leaders will have many difficult decisions to make and many demands on their time and on their resources. They will need to be shrewd. And I think we'd all like them to be smart for what is right, as it says in the Message translation of Luke 16:9. So let's pray about that. Right now we have local body elections, and we should be praying for the candidates and for God's wisdom as we decide who to vote for. Councillors will need to be honest and shrewd. The law says, regardless of ward, every councillor takes an oath under the Local Government Act to work for the best interests of the entire council area. Some of the candidates are Christian too. For example, I know that Janet Holborough usually plays the organ at St. Andrews in Paikakariki. Lawrence Kirby is the pastor of Kapiti Impact Church, and Steve Bodica, we probably all know from the service. We should pray for them, and for this election, and for all of those who are elected. And finally, I want to go back to the beginning of our reading in Timothy. Pray for everyone you know. And I was reflecting this morning on stressful situations like war and famine, and how they often raise up unlikely leaders. And I wonder how many children are acting as leaders for their siblings in Palestine, for example. Children, little children. It's a saddening and a horrifying thought, and they surely need our prayers. Now, we don't have to look so far away to find others. In Waikanae, we have parents raising children alone, grandparents who raise their grandchildren, right in our church family. And in our parish, we have lots of leaders. Too many to mention all of them, but, you know, just on the top of my head, Ben Johnson Froh, Tim Mapplebeck, Bert Esterbrook, Keith Hansen. They'd certainly be in the number, but I'm sure there are others you think of as I speak. Pray for them. About 15 years ago, the Lord laid on my heart that I needed to start actively praying for the clergy in my parish, as they're often dealing with tricky issues. And they have a lot to do. They need God's light and his love, and they need our prayer. And the other thing is, it's lonely at the top. You know, ask them how they are. And if they tell you, keep their confidence. What about where you spend most of your days? Maybe it's a school or work or a club, your community, your family. The list of who to pray for can seem endless. But if we want to see God's kingdom break through, we should pray. James 5:16 says, "The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect." And in Luke 11, Jesus promises us, "Everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened." So my question is, are you willing to take on the scripture? To set aside time in your day to pray for our leaders, to humble yourself, to seek his face, and to pray for whatever leaders God lays on your heart. And since I've been preaching about praying, I thought there was no better way to finish this time than with a period of intercessional prayer, the way we used to do it, from the New Zealand Prayer Book, page 413. So, I'll lead us, and the cues for your replies are on screen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have promised to hear when we pray in the name of your Son. Therefore, in confidence and trust, we pray for the church, for our clergy and for our vestry and our nominators. Guide their decisions as they walk with you. Father, enliven the church for its mission, that we may be salt of the earth and light to the world. Breathe fresh life into your people. Give us power to reveal Christ in word and action. We pray for the world, and I invite you to speak out the name of a place that you are praying for. Palestine. Gets easier, doesn't it? We pray too for our world leaders. I invite you to name one that you want to pray for. Creator of all, lead us and every people into ways of justice and peace, that we may respect one another in freedom and truth. As we celebrate the season of care for creation, we ask that you would awaken in us a sense of wonder for the earth and all that is in it. Teach us to care creatively for its resources. We pray for our community. Guide us, Holy Spirit, as we journey together and seek a new pastor to lead us. We pray for our marae and for its leaders, present and rising. We pray for the local body elections that are currently underway, that honest, trustworthy, and shrewd leaders will be chosen for us. God of truth, inspire with your wisdom those whose decisions affect the lives of others, that all may act with integrity and courage. Give grace to all whose lives are linked with ours, May we serve Christ in one another and love as he loves us. We pause to pray for those in need. We pray for all those who are unwell, and in this time of financial hardship, we especially pray for job seekers and for those who visit Friday Food Share. God of hope, comfort and restore all who suffer in body, mind or spirit. May they know the power of your healing love. We pray for those who have died and those who mourn. You might wish to name someone quietly now. We remember with thanksgiving those who have died in the faith of Christ and those whose faith is known to you alone. Father, into your hands we commend them. Give comfort to those who mourn. Bring them peace in their time of loss. We give thanks for Justin, Annie, and all your living saints, and for those who have entered your eternal glory. May their example inspire and encourage us. We pray for ourselves and for our ministries. Take a moment now to reflect this in your personal prayers. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, in darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy. Help us, Heavenly Father, to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And to close, I pray, our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best. As above, so below, you're in charge. You can do anything you want. You are ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes.
And let's sing a song that honours, just as we start the Lord's Prayer, by honouring and worshipping God. Let's sing about Jesus.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord was high. Want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love.
Yeah.